A gunny sack?
Right.
Is that?
Yeah, you still have that. You don't hear that word too much now. Okay. But gunny sack is right. That's the burlap sack.
Okay. So those are the same things.
Right.
Okay. I'm wondering what you might call, and this, I don't know how, since there's not much water here, you may not know. What would you call a boat with oars, that you rowed with oars?
Oh, a canoe, you mean?
Okay. Okay. There are another thing they used on ranches that they would crack it at the cattle to keep
whip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it ever called anything else?
No, not that I know. Just a whip is all I know. Well, let's see. They have the smaller ones, but called a quirt.
A quirt?
Yeah.
Q-U-I-R-T?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Right. It was a shorter deal for a whip. You know, a lot of guys that rode horses use that to whip their horse to make it go. And then they also use it to whip cows that they don't ride up on close. And then they also had that, I can't remember what they call that whip that's pretty stiff. It's just 6 or 7 feet long, that bull whip, you know.
That's
all
yeah.
Bull whip.
Yeah,
it's all leather. Right. Yeah. But they also had the whip that had a short stick with a short piece of leather, about 3 or 4 feet that they used. And they had fixed it with a wire so it would swivel on the end, you know, of the stick. But the bull whip was a Boughton outfit that I remember of.
Okay. That's great. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of the word quirt before. That's excellent. What would you use? What do you use on the farm to keep tools sharp, like knives or
a file? Usually a file.
What would they have used in the old days?
Well, probably a rock.
Okay.
A rock would do it.
Okay. Did they have a name for a rock that they would?
A whit rock, probably.
Okay. And did you ever have anything, or even now have something, pieces of wood that you put together so that you could lay stuff on, or lay other pieces of wood on to saw and to cut?
Oh, that what they call the sawbuck.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Were there differences? Were there different kinds of sawbucks? Some that were kind of A-frame and some that were X-frames?
Yeah, well, most of them were X-frame.
Uh-huh.
Some were small and some were big.
Okay,
right.
But they were all called
a sawbuck.
There was no
right.
differences made.
No, right, as far as that.
Okay. We talked about fences. Were there any other kinds of enclosures that people would use? I'm wondering if maybe they used any kind of rock or stone to build fences.
Well, some of them did, but there isn't that many fences built that were, you know, that would hold cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Out of stone, and some of them, like you say, built out of the brush fences would work, you know, too.
Built out of what?
Out of brush.
Out of
brush and tree limbs, you know, where they cleared land, they just pushed off the side, and if they piled it up high enough, it'd make a fence. You couldn't get through it. You couldn't get through it either unless you crawled.
Kind of a natural fence.
Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But if it ever caught on fire, the whole thing would burn, you know, after it'd get dry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there, I was wondering if there's a difference between a stone and a rock. Do people make a distinction between those two?
Well, they could be, but I'm going to say that I don't think there is. I just say, like, a rock is a rock, you know, and a stone, I guess it just depends how you call them, you know.
Okay. I was if you're gonna build with one, you would probably build with what?
Well, if you're gonna build, usually now they use the word blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
they're more square.
Okay.
But if you're gonna use rock, you know, rocks or stones, why?
I was wondering if one was bigger than the other, or
well,
one
like
was
I
heavier.
I would say that out of rocks and stones would be the same size, because I call a stone that's kind of round, like you find in the bottom of a river, and rock is all different shapes, so it'd be more on the flat side, but it's still irregular.
Something you might find in a field when you were
yeah,
plowing or something.
Yeah, it's mostly what they call rocks.
Okay. Were there different kinds of plows that people would use?
Well, I think that, yeah, there would be the walking plow.
Okay.
And then they had horse-drawn plows.
Okay.
Some were one bottom and some were two.
One, what was
one,
that?
What they call one bottom plow or two bottom plow.
And what does that mean?
Well, that means it's just you pull one plow and it say was a 12-inch bottom or 14. And you just pulled one of them with two horses, and if you had two bottom plow, you used four horses and pulled two of them. It's pretty hard to